Would I feel comfortable coming off of one big year paying him?
No, I'm not giving you this, actually. The 9 touchdowns I'm keeping.
Okay.
Everything else is exactly the same from last year. 63, 1,140, and a league-leading 18.1 yards per catch.
And off of that information, I gotta decide if I'm going to pay
him. Big money or not.
It's another year, so maybe it's like $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
And in this scenario, and in this hypothetical, I have Ayuk already or I don't. Because honestly, my answer is going to depend on that. Because if
you don't have him, what are you doing?
If I don't have him, then I feel like I'm desperate enough where I probably have to.
If you do have him, buy.
If it's the same numbers, yeah, I probably am inclined to let him go. But it's tough. It's honestly one of those things right now where I hate to be the guy that has the picket fence like jammed up his rear end cheeks and blood is pouring out of them, but
that's a visual I really didn't need today.
I right now, I could talk myself into either one. Dulac, no matter the amount that Ayuk signs for, it will not affect what the Steelers do when Pickens becomes a free agent after the 2025 season, according to team sources. The Steelers consider Pickens their number one receiver and intend to pay him accordingly.
He said after the 2025 season. Oh, no. You have to make this decision before then. You think George Pickens is going into next year as a shrinking violet at
no,
camp?
No, I think he's just pointing out when he goes into free agency.
I know, but for all intents and purposes, you have to decide whether or not you're going to pay him between the end of this year and the start of next year. He will be 3 years into his career. He will have 1 year left. He ain't going to want to sit around and play for that.
I got to be honest with you. I actually think he's like my wishy-washy, not sure what to do. I actually think if he had those numbers that you talked about, if he wanted to be paid at the top of the receiver scale, obviously Jefferson's an outlier, but like next tier down, like whatever Ayuk gets, AJ Brown, that kind of money, whatever CeeDee Lamb gets, whatever Ja'Marr Chase ends up getting, if he wants to get paid in that class of wide receiver, then I would ride it out and then franchise tag him is what I would do. I'd give him the T. Higgins treatment.
T. Higgins has been a pretty quiet soldier about all that.
He's been a great soldier. He signed the tag before training camp started, and he's practicing.
Do you really think George Pickens would be that?
No, but part of that is why I would have reservations about giving him big money in the first place.
Part of me thinks that if they really do intend to give him big money, and none of this is about just trying to get the best out of him, like you said, if you take it at face value, I think Mike Tomlin loves the idea of being able to say everyone had red flags all over this guy. I got him to produce. I got him to largely keep on the straight and narrow, and we paid him. This is like my extra middle finger to all of you in the football intelligentsia. I can do things that you can't.
Now, unless the video that they just showed, and I'd like Donnie to get this Graziano from their NFL Insider, what he's saying about Ayuk. Again, it's not Schefter on ESPN, on NFL Live, you notice. They're going to their...
Do you know something? Is Schefter getting punished for his unwillingness to do something?
No,
here?
I just think he does not...
So he can, I can't he say can he doesn't force have... Graziano to do this take?
I don't know. I just think it's bizarre that this is a story that everyone's on, and he has not had anything new to say about it since he was on McAfee Show on Monday. And you're asking me to give you my theory on it, and I'm struggling to come up with words other than he thinks that there's so much BS that's associated with this that he just doesn't want to, until he has someone at the very top of San Francisco say, the trade is done, I'll break the trade, but I'm not going to get into the speculation about it anymore.
He's not rolling around in the mud.
The video they just showed of Ayuk, he did not have a red 49ers shirt on. He had just a plain white t-shirt at practice, if that was video from today.
All the people reporting said it was a red t-shirt today.
Including we had Grant Cohn, who is...
He's their Noah Strackbine, I think.
Okay, so he is the Sports Illustrated reporter for the 49ers.
I believe that's
he
correct.
He ran out of the facility to make a video of himself talking about what Ayuk looked like watching practice.
We have this?
Yes.
Day 15 of training camp, and whatever happened on the field today is completely irrelevant because Brandon Ayuk was there watching from the sideline. He was in between the two fields. He was about 60 yards away from Kyle Shanahan. He was wearing a red 49ers cutoff t-shirt.
Timeout.
It looks like a guy being interrogated by the police about something he witnessed.
I was going to say, it sounds like a news reporter. It sounds like someone describing...
It sounds like somebody taking a witness statement. Tell us everything you saw about Brandon Ayuk.
It does.
He was about 60 yards away from Mr. Shanahan. I saw him. He was wearing a red T-shirt. He was walking with no noticeable limp. He appeared to have a large zin in his mouth.
First time I've seen him wear a 49ers logo in a while. Remember, he scrubbed his social media of all 49ers references. And he was drinking blue Gatorade, which is an interesting choice. I like blue Gatorade. I also...
That part's gotta be a joke, too.
I left that in on purpose. I gotta hear. I was like, I should probably cut this, but you know what? It'll be funny.
I gotta hear the rest. Is there an addendum to I like blue Gatorade?
Oh yeah, the blue Gatorade rise is up yet again.
I feel that purple Gatorade is delicious. He didn't go up to John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan to shake their hands, but people went up to Ayuk. First, it was Debo Samuel. They were talking for a while on the sideline. Then it was Danny Gray. No one really cares about him. Then it was John Lynch. He walked to Ayuk, shook his hand, patted him on the back. If they're having, you know, acrimonious negotiations, you couldn't tell. And then finally, George Kittle walked over to Brandon Ayuk. They were talking for a while. Then practice ended. Kyle Shanahan huddled everyone up, and Brandon Ayuk did not go. He just walked off the field holding the blue Gatorade, which, again, is a delicious flavor of Gatorade.
So I'm thinking there's, like, some stupid significance that this guy's going to connect to blue Gatorade. There isn't. He just wanted to give a take about blue Gatorade. Buddy, Grant, I like blue Gatorade too. Probably the best flavor. I don't care about it in the context of this report.
I'm so happy Donnie got this.
Just walked off the field holding the blue Gatorade, which again is a delicious flavor of Gatorade.
If it was yellow, like traditional lemon lime, he could come close enough to saying, and
you know
that
what,
is a Steelers color.
You know
right
what,
there,
Grant?
Yellow Gatorade.
You got the assignment. You understood the assignment. I think you should put this on whatever career resume reel you have.
Is it bad that I don't have an updated resume?
I don't have one.
Like, everyone's like, I've got a reel of
Donnie,
my best
stuff.
Donnie,
do you have a
stuff.
LinkedIn?
I don't have any of that.
I'm not very active on LinkedIn. I have one.
Do you have one, Chris?
I have a LinkedIn, but
I don't.
That site is the most transactional place on the internet. It's
Does
some
Sonny
guy
Gray
who,
have one?
Hold on.
LinkedIn, Sonny?
He got
he does.
To. So some guy definitely, you want to talk about not understanding the assignment? A guy, I saw like one of those LinkedIn messages like wanting to be friends or like request a whatever, connect, is it what you do? He goes, hey, Chris, I see you too are a Penn State graduate. We are. And I'm thinking, buddy, you have no idea who you are talking to right now.
Oh, man.
None. It was like for financial services too. We are not going to be doing business, buddy.
All access with Aditi. Let's see if she reads into the blue Gatorade and... him showing up with a shirt that had a 49er logo on it. But if you're still hoping for the Steelers, he did not participate in the huddle, Chris. Did not want to be a part of the team huddle at the end of practice.
And then he ate
per
a
that very expansive report.
He ate a double stuffed Oreo as he was coming off the field. Very significant choice, as I prefer soft batch cookies or Chips Ahoy, but the Oreo is still a delicious cookie.
Okay, now it just sounds like you're doing some version of like a Mel Kiper Jr. scouting report.
What, the cadence?
Yeah, that's kind of what he sounded like, which is a delicious flavor of Gatorade. Like, I can imagine...
I saw Ayuk, he was wearing red shirt, had the blue Gatorade. Blue Gatorade, a great choice. Purple Gatorade, good too, but I'm a big fan of blue.
I could picture our guy Joey Molinaro, like, doing...